do it. Got it. Set the trip mechanism. Yeah, perfect. That should set the lot off as you walk through this door. Now, close the door. Softly. Good. That's it. Now, a quick sprint along to the end of the corridor.
There we are, my little darling. 247, Albany Grove, Knightsbridge. Makes a bit of a change from the other place, doesn't it? All them bleeding stairs. Yeah, I mean, just take a look at the door for starters. Clean white, with the moulding picked out in 48 carat gold filigree. That's what I like about you, darling. No chat, plenty of action. Come on with the welcome mat and do like it says. Hey, very nice. Very nice indeed. Do you fancy one for the road then? Roughly translated, that means yes, I hope. Good then, that's settled. Where's my key? Ah, here we are then. And look at that. Even the key's got class. Look at the artwork. Do you know, if I lose it, it's going to cost me £3 to replace. How about that?
Adam.
Blimey. Don't do that. You frightened the life out of me. For a moment there, I thought you were... the drink. Blimey. Quick, lad. Turn them all off. Quick, all this noise. I'll get the boots.
Adam Kane. See him going down the drain. Adam Kane. Stretch his neck with a silver chain.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Cherry Blossom. When I was demobbed from the army after Korea, I must admit that it took me quite a few months to find my feet. You know, silly things like how to choose clothes again, and how to talk to people in a normal voice instead of screaming and shouting at them. Just as the Second World War had its stories of atrocities and mass murders, Korea also made its share of the world headlines. Just as sinister, and for some, even more so. The psychological torture, the brainwashing, and the inhuman period, sometimes 2 years of solitary confinement. I was lucky. I got a job quite easily. I had a special talent. Others weren't quite so lucky. Did I say lucky?
You really are losing your grip, you know, Adam. I mean to say, you walk through the door gaily as you please, not one single check. Could have been explosive, you could have been killed.
Viv, I've only been moved in 2 days. Even records didn't have the new address.
And that's another thing I want to talk to you about. How many times do I have to tell you that you don't even turn over in your sleep without letting records know first?
Calm down. I've told them.
That's not the point, Adam.
All right, I'm sorry, okay? What did the SIB boys find?
Apart from the wire and the trip switch, nothing. Not a fingerprint anywhere, no hair, no footprints, nothing.
Well, that's simple then, isn't it?
How do you mean?
We're looking for a bald-headed midget.
Adam.
Well, whoever he is, he knows his business.
Precisely. And that is why... As from today, I'm placing you and your flat under a 24-hour watch.
Oh, come on, Viv. I'm a big boy now. I can look after myself.
I'm also arranging for you to have a refresher course with Miss Acutt of Unarmed Combat.
Miss Acutt? Where did you dig her up?
She comes highly recommended from the CID. Besides, it'll do you good. You're beginning to look a little heavy around the waist.
Why, you cheeky blighter, I'm...
Go along, Adam. No time to waste. Although in your case... You'll have no waste in time.
just to prove Viv wrong, I jogged back to my office. Of all the brass he should talk, bulging paunch, thinning hair, and a red nose developing, all at sea. I wasn't looking forward to meeting Miss Acre one little bit, either. I slipped into the side entrance of the old firm's gym, hoping that maybe she was waiting for me at the main entrance. Then I could slip out again and say that she hadn't turned up. Wrong.
Ah, Mr. Kane, is it not? Get your clothes off.
Hey, what?
Come along, we haven't got all day. Get changed. We must get onto the mat. You'll find it invigorating once you get into the swing of it.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Yes. Well, you haven't come here for a cozy chat. Oh, you're getting flabby.
That did it. I didn't mind Viv, but this was a bit much. All right, she was statuesque in a Sergeant Major sort of way. She was a woman, but that did it.
I'm ready when you are, Miss Acott.
We'll try a few attack and defense ploys first to warm you up. Then we'll go on to the rough stuff.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
I said that we would leave the rough stuff until you'd warmed up a little, Mr. Kane.
Sit down, please.
Yes, do.
Oh. Miss Acott?
Miss Acott.
I told you so.
All right, Viv, don't rub it in. She's good.
The best. Adam, I want you to meet James Keitel, Sparks expert from the CID.
How did you?
How did it?
He's been having a look at the circuitry of your trip switch and the tape recorder.
Yes, Mr. Kane. Most ingenious. I won't go into the really technical side for fear of boring you, but as you can see, the switch is a little masterpiece of miniature electronics. Whoever made this has a lot of time on his hands and is a genius. Wafer thin and the size of a penny, placed inside the top of the door frame, then the wiring connected to your various appliances so that when you open the door...
Yes, I think we found that rather obvious. Any ideas?
Well, I don't think the man who made the switch did the subsequent wiring. It was too elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So simple, in fact, that it could have been done by a secondary draftee in the Royal Corps of Signals.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. It has signals written all over it.
Hmm. A balding signalman midget.
Oh, yes, indeed. And this cassette recorder, there are probably 1,000 retailers in London that carry this particular make. Japanese, of course. But I'm certain that the man who did the wiring is or has been in the signal.
So, there it was. The mighty revelation. What had started out as quite an interesting mystery fell back into the routine. All I had to do was go through the millions of possible signalmen, one of whom might bear me a grudge, and there we are. The tape didn't help. I had no idea whose voice it was. I was beginning to worry. If he'd managed to get into the flat, he knew my every movement to the minutest detail. I hope that didn't mean intimate detail.
So, Snyder, we have successfully completed the first part of the operation.
Yes, comrade. Your mind is a constant source of wonder to me. I await your orders.
Thank you, Snyder. I only wish that you were not just a programmed machine that said all the right things. Oh, well, I suppose I must be satisfied. The next target will be even closer to our Mr. Adam Kane. You have the second tape ready?
Yes, comrade. And the plastic explosive? Not too much.
Good. Just enough. You must be very careful this time. We don't want anything to happen to him yet. Snyder, comrade, I think it is time for another visit to the cherry blossom.
Please, comrade, no. Not again. I'll do anything.
Come, Snyder. It is good for the soul. It will keep you in a very, what can I say, receptive state of mind.
As you say, comrade.
Good. Shall we go?
Pleasant Street is quite cozy after you get to know it, and after everybody gets to know you. You get a sort of welcome home feeling as you walk through the door.
Good morning, Mr. Kane.
Morning, Charlie. The doorman.
Morning, Adam, love.
Morning, Kitty. Kitty Wash, the cleaning woman.
Morning, Mr. Kane.
Morning, Pikey. Records clerk with a limp.
Good morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Viv.
Sleep well? Security guards didn't bother you, I hope.
Ah, they were as quiet as mice. Viv, will you come into my office? There's something I want to ask you.
Oh, yes, of course. We can phone for some tea. Yes, let me.
As he put his hand on the door of my office, I knew there was something wrong. Sixth sense, call it what you will. As the door clicked open, I screamed,
"Damn it, damn!
What in heaven's name is it?"
You all right, Viv?
Yes. Yes, I think so. And you?
Yeah. Look at it. Just look at it.
Dear, your desk, what a mess.
Blown the top right off. I'm going to have a look.
Now, careful, Adam. There might be something else more explosive.
I don't think so, mate. I think this is just part of the game.
Can you see anything?
Yeah.
What?
A load of charred letters and memos, bits of my desktop, and bits of my coffee mug. That's about all at first glance.
I've got something. Look here. Another one of those cassette things. That means you're right. We're meant to stay alive to listen to it.
Well, that's us quits, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Your office blown up by the irate IRA last month. Now mine. Signalman, a wee Georgie Wood strikes again.
Right. Let's hear what he's got to say for himself this time.
Adam Kane, Adam Kane, getting closer to the flame. Adam Kane, Adam Kane, break his leg with a bamboo cane.
I was beginning to freak out a bit. I had this picture of a bald-headed midget dressed up in the uniform of the Royal Corps of Signals, running all over London with a bag full of cassette recorders and wire, doing his thing. I was even getting a little worried about going to the gents. No, he wouldn't, would he? Maybe he would. The other little tidbit of pleasantness came from Miss Acut the following morning.
Come along, Mr. Kane. I know you can do better than that. I mean, you didn't get a green belt for nothing.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm succumbing to the teachings of Germaine Greer. Women's lib.
Oh, yes. Well, we don't put up with any of that. No, here. All chaps together.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
Not bad. Not bad at all. But still not quite up to par. You'll really have to concentrate if I'm going to be working with you.
Now, look here, Miss Queen of the Amazon's Acre. If you think for a moment that I'm going to work
with you, you've got another thing coming? Adam, it's too late. I've already assigned Miss Acut as your personal bodyguard. I've just had a report from Ops that Captain Tai Hwan has entered the country.
North Korean Special Operations Chief. That's all I need in my life right now. When did he arrive?
About 3 days ago.
The first postman's knock gag.
Yes. It is a coincidence, isn't it?
Well, Mr. Kane?
You're on, Butch. But do me a favor, love.
What?
Always, and I mean always, walk in front of me.
Signalman Snyder.
Yes, comrade?
In a few hours' time, your so-called allies will be at the gates of this town. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
You'll be taken back to your own country and fitted as a hero. But do not forget that you are a hero of the Republic of North Korea now. Until the day that you die.
An honor that I'm proud to bear. I hope that I can be of some service.
You will. I can assure you. Your trigger phrase will be, comrade, Nonsuit Chen, Cherry Blossom. Go now and put my teachings to good use. We shall meet again.
Captain Tai Hwang. Nearly every prisoner of the North Koreans had heard that name, and when they did, it usually had quite a spectacular effect. From the screaming heebies to a draining of the blood from the face. Expert in psycho torture and grand executioner. His presence in London meant only one thing. The old firm had to get behind a bush and hide. I was in the office wondering what to do when... Hello, Pikey. Did you get it for me?
Yes, Mr. Kane. Captain Hwang, file and photo.
Thanks, mate. Here, Pikey. You were in North Korea, weren't you?
Yes. Yes, I was.
How long for?
The duration, more or less. 6 months combat and 2 years at Lo Hwan camp.
Did you ever come across this fella?
Me? No. Well, of course, I heard about him from the others, but I never actually had a run-in with him. Pretty rough, I believe.
You could put it like that. All right, mate. Anything else you can dig up on him, like?
Yeah. Of course, Mr. Kane. I'll get down to it right away.
Thanks. Better get on with these, I suppose.
Mr. Kane, I think I've come up with something that might be useful. Silly not to have spotted it before.
What?
The casing of the wire from your flat.
Mm.
You see, a lot of them have standard design, but our friend went in for something a bit more professional. This wire is only made by Eptons of Slough, and it's only supplied to the trade.
I see. So, whoever bought the wire would have to go and collect it personally.
I think it's worth a try.
Yeah?
Adam, we've traced to Hwang. He's got a room at the Bridgemont boarding house in Victoria. Shall we pick him up?
For what? No, Viv. Leave him alone for a while. He only pulls a string, I'm sure. I want his hitman. Tell Miss Universe I want her up in my office in 15 minutes, dressed for a ride. To Slough. Keitel will fill you in. Talk about this wonderful world. When Miss Acott walked through my office door exactly 15 minutes later, it was like Alice through the looking glass. Black skirt and stockings, black shirt and bright red sweater. And I mean a sweater. She obviously had her own ideas about what Miss Germaine Greer had to say. Down to the basement, to my car and...
Mr. Kane, before you do your chauvinist gesture,
the door. No, it's okay. After you, Miss A.
You know, this is most unwise, Snyder. But you obviously are very worried about something.
I had to meet you. They know you're here. Probably know where you're staying.
I would have sadly underestimated the MI6 if they did not. Filthy river the Thames is, Snyder. My visit is quite innocent. I'm here as a bona fide tourist to marvel at the wonders of your dirty town. Kane should by now be on his way to Slough. You'll arrange for his tickets to be delivered for when he gets back.
I'll phone Sadler's Wells. They'll be at the office about 4:30.
Just in time for tea. Good. Now, sit back and relax. Enjoy the scenery. That is, if you can see anything through all this smoke.
The visit to the factory had got us nowhere. But at least it wasn't wasted. I'd got to know a bit more about Linda. Yeah, that's right. Her name was... Anyway, the more I heard, the more I liked. So, by the time we'd got back to Curzon Street, I'd invited her to go to the ballet that night. Viv was waiting for us.
Well?
Nothing.
Oh, dear, this is most disconcerting. Oh, Adam, this was delivered just before you got back. It's not a letter bomb. At least Q Brown said it wasn't.
So? Well, well, well. The wells are getting very sloppy.
What is it?
Saddlers, one for the use of. I've got a season ticket, and I always pick my tickets up at the box office. They have never, ever been delivered.
Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear. Right then, Linda. Go home and get dressed.
Okay, Adam.
I'll meet you in the foyer at 8 o'clock. Viv, detail a couple of men to keep us covered. Orders, shoot to kill. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's having Adam Valley mucked about. Right, love. Act casual. I've parked the car in Barnet Yard. Got the tickets?
Yes.
Let's go. Now then, all we have to do is watch the car and bingo, one live midget. Right then, out through this exit. Come on, love. Hold it. There's someone coming into the yard.
Adam, can you see who it is?
Shh, I want to listen.
Look, the light's gone on in your car.
I don't believe it. Pikey Snyder.
Ah!
I might have known. 2 years in Lo Kuan, and you never heard of Taiwan. Don't move, Pikey. I don't want to, but I will if I have to. Well, why didn't you come and tell your mates what happened? We would have looked after you.
Yeah. Like I was looked after when I was in that camp.
Well, it was the same for all of the prisoners. How long has this little caper taken to set up?
I do not understand the question. Please repeat.
What's the matter with him?
Programmed to react that way to a direct question.
Quite right, Mr. Kane.
What the...
You really are very intelligent. Now, don't look around. For moral or physical support, as both have been suitably taken care of. I've waited a long time for this confrontation. I mean to relish it.
Linda, love.
Yes?
Don't you think it's time you changed?
I think you're right. I was getting uncomfortable in this little lot.
Off you go then, love, and good luck.
I didn't mean it, you know. They made me do it. It was the cherry blossom room. It was the worst. I was there for nearly a year. Every day they used to throw a load of it on the floor, then sprinkle it with water. It rotted. The smell got worse and worse. Every day more blossom. Every day more water. It's got to stop. Cherry blossom, I beg them to stop. But they don't listen. You will run. You will walk. You will not eat. You will not sleep. You will. You will.
Catch him, Adam.
Right. Got him. Poor little monkey. That's his look, I reckon. Records are going to be very pleased.
What do you mean, that's his lot?
Well, someone out there has dropped him in it. Someone out there has just switched him off.
They must have been planning this operation for a long time.
Too true. But then, that's the Oriental mind for you. Devious. Dead devious.
But how did they know that by the time the signs were right, you'd be where you are today?
Well, love, I have a very special talent.
You can say that again.
No, I mean so far as intelligence and espionage are concerned.
Well, that's something only Pikey Snyder and Tai Huan will be able to answer. Pikey's in a nice padded bedsitter, and Tai Huan is not going to be the first man in history to answer a query from a slab in a morgue.
You don't muck around, do you?
There's no point. Life's too short.
When you're concerned, you couldn't have spoken a truer word.
My Name Is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.